We're continuing with Kuf Yutes Ois Zayin. Zayin represents the fact that Hashem gives us sustenance, mezoinus, under all circumstances, and also represents Zayin is Kli Zayin, ammunition. Our ammunition is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings us to Siyata Deshemaya. I met a few days ago a soldier who's in fighting in Jenin under very dangerous conditions. He says, he told me that people talk about yeshiva boys going to the army, not going to the army. That's people that are not on the front lines. Whoever's on the front lines and hears the bullets flying by his head and the explosions around him is always hoping that the people on the spiritual side, because they all feel that just with our physical power, we don't have a chance. So we should all appreciate what we have. This is the koich we have. This is our zayin. This is our mezoinus. And this is what David Melech is saying, that the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one on his level, whether you're a full-time learner, part-time learner, you're a wife of somebody who's learning, you're a parent of someone who's learning, you have your koich HaTfila. That's the power of Klal Yisrael. So charti balaylo shimcho Hashem, ve'eshmeru seirosecho. Laila, we know, and David HaMelech very often means the dark times, the times of tzoras. And the times of tzoras, when things are not clear, like we say every Shabbos, lahagid ba'boikir chazdecho. In the morning, when the sun is shining, I say all the chasodim. I wake up my eyes in the morning and I say, wow, I'm alive again, my body's working. And together with that, we say that emunosva baleilos, when it's dark and I don't see anything pleasant going on, emunosva, I have that emuna, I know that, I don't see it, but deep down the Hashem is with me, He's holding my hand, He's guiding me, and He wants me to stay with Him under all circumstances. That is a success. So that's what Don Mel says. So chata balayla, when it's a time of darkness and sorrows, I remember Shimcho, Hashem, your name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Midas HaRachmim. That is what's guiding everything, the Midas HaRachmim. We never know how the Tzora is helping us, but that's what it's all for. There was once an extremely wealthy Jewish person, and he was a Palestalker also. And then he made a tremendous deal, and he went bankrupt on that deal. And years later, his family said that this saved our lives, because we were getting a little bit too caught up with our wealth. And it made a certain weakness in our Yiddishkeit, our appreciation of the Torah. And that shake-up brought us back. And Baruch Hashem, the family, was still tremendous supporters of the Torah, one of the biggest in the world. But if we're with Hashem Balayla and we recognize that Layla is for something good, then we gain from it. On Shabbos, I met somebody who's involved in Kiruv on the campuses in America. He said, there's an unbelievable awakening in America for Yiddishkeit on the campuses. Why? Because anti-Semitism is an unfortunate way, but it's necessary throughout history. This is what Hashem set up. It's psukim that allude to it already. That the koich of the goyim, the sinner that they have towards us, is what keeps us as a nation. The assimilation was rampant and still is rampant in America. But it was part of the basis of it was the fact that a non-religious Jew didn't differentiate between himself and a goy. The Israelis, as close to millions of Israelis living in America, the vast majority of them are assimilated, more than 50% into marriage, way more. Shem Yirachem, because they don't value themselves. When you're an Israeli or a Jew without Torah, then you don't look at yourself different than the rest of the world, and that's what happens. We lose our greatness. So this Laila that we're going through now has some silver lining to it. People are suddenly realizing a Jew is not a goy with something different. They want to find out what is the difference. But that's for them. We have to do for ourselves. Never have Chas v'Shalom tainus and a Kodesh Bo. Why? We know that it's for the good. The question is how to deal in the proper fashion. What did David HaMelech do? Balayla? Number one is he reminded himself, Shimcha Yud Kei Vov Kei, Shimcha Hashem. You are full of Rachmim. Number two, ve'eshmer asar yisecha. Based on that, that the greatest display of rachamim to HaKadosh Baruch was the fact that he gave us the Torah, which gives us eternal life, I'm going to have a stronger shmir of the Torah, because I know that's going to get me through the night. So it should be zeicha on the national level, on the international level, on a personal level, all the laila we're going through right now, all the midas adin, should just be a way for us to feel more intensely the deep love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deep love that he has for us, and to bring us to do something lemaisa, not just say, oh, I love Hashem. But Eshmer Sarasech, that's the way we show Hashem. Avas Hashem is through the learning of Torah and the Kiyum HaTorah. Maybe Zeichat and Mechazik are appreciating the Torah. Others' appreciation of the Torah, and with that, we will get past this and we'll see. L'hagid ba'boger chazdecha, we'll see the chasodim when the light shines.